on earth. They call this living, living on earth.
Good evening, and welcome to everybody again. My name is Anzra, and I'm the host of this program, 1 Hour with Anzra. The views expressed on this broadcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, or give psychiatric advice or replace appropriate professional intervention. My goal is to express what I would do if I was in your situation. After much research and many years of experience and personal application, I consult with clients and teach a variety of methods and spiritual modalities to accomplish the living and uplifting of life. There is rarely a time that I recommend a course of action that I myself have not used successfully to accomplish my own goals and dreams. And tonight, it is my pleasure to mention that I have used hypnosis in the past also myself to accomplish goals. But going here this past week, ladies and gentlemen, we've been experiencing some type of technical difficulty with our computer. It seems that we have lost several emails and we couldn't retrieve them. So if you have emailed us and have not received an answer, please resend it, as we are calling in the big guns this week to fix the problem. Hopefully it will get fixed. And also remember, guys, call us. Call in live to the show. The number is 877-270-8714. We'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to answer any questions that you might have. My guest tonight, again, is advanced clinical hypnotherapist Rick Peters, who's also my soulmate and my life partner. And tonight, Rick will be, and I will be exchanging ideas about the topic, when affirmations don't work. Guess what? I've heard a lot of comments since I started this show from different people, listeners and just clients in general, about how they work with affirmations, but they don't seem to work. And that's why we're continuing to address this in the series that we're doing on self-esteem. So I'd like to give you one definition of an affirmation. To begin with, and an affirmation is a statement identifying or concerning a set of circumstances desired but not presently in existence. So, thank you, Rick, for being with us tonight. I really appreciate you giving your time and everything.
It's my pleasure, Anzra. And thank you, everyone out there, for listening.
Well, would you give the listeners a classic example of an affirmation? That's a good way to start.
Well, I'd be very glad to. There are many variations. The one I have in mind, which was always a favorite of mine, there's many variations from it going back from the 1800s, and there's many stories. It was a poem, and the affirmation came for it. Was it just an affirmation? That basically is, I feel, a very powerful one, and that is, I am captain of my soul, master of my destiny. And it shows basically a true human potential attitude of what we're supposed to be and helping to create our own reality. And I think it's self-explanatory. I am captain of my soul, master of my destiny.
Well, it's a known fact to some folks that their affirmations just don't work. Why is that? Why can some people, and what can people do to make them work?
Well, basically, Andre, there's many different schools of thought and even more techniques. But let's focus on the reasons why sometimes affirmations don't work. And I'll give some suggestions of how you can make them work. But now, going back even before doing your affirmations, the number one thing you have to keep in mind is you have to make sure that you have the conscious and the subconscious mind They need to be aligned, as we've been discussing. They need to be in agreement. We've mentioned this before in the other show, and I mentioned this to people all the time.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. That reminds me of something, and this is a real popular technique out there. When it comes to loving yourself and weight loss, I hear a lot of metaphysical advisors with weight loss stating to people, strip down naked in front of a mirror, stand there, look at yourself, and love yourself. And I have spoken to a lot of people, and they tell me they can't do this. And I put myself in their shoes many times, and I can understand that. If a person, Rick, and do you agree with me on this? If a person, let's say, is morbidly obese and has so much self-hatred within them, it would be next to impossible for them to stand there and look at themselves. Many people cannot even look at themselves
mirror. That goes, I agree with you on that, and that goes true for the person who maybe is very emaciated looking.
Yeah.
I think that what they need to do is, I feel they have to work on, everything starts in the head first. You have to work on the mental thought of loving yourself, and then getting to the point of maybe doing your, whatever type of techniques you're going to do, to work on your issue, to get yourself in the body type we're supposed to be, because our bodies are a temple, then they could do a technique like that. That should not be a first technique to use.
Well, I would have to agree with that. And I know there's probably a lot of you out there who don't agree with me. But in the experiences that I have had, I feel that if, let's say, a person is 300-400 pounds, more or less, give or take, and they want to begin to love themselves, they may have to put on a very special, nice nightwear, negligee, in front of the mirror, at least to begin to see themselves. Later on, they can take it off and do this, but they have to find a point they're comfortable with.
Well, that's what I see. They need a lot of work beforehand before they can get to that technique. That's great for a narcissistic person to do, but
or even
they always have, they have a mirror handy all the time anyway.
Yeah.
We don't know people like that. They can't pass a store window without checking themselves out.
Oh, yeah, I've known a few like that. Sometimes myself.
A lot of those kind of people need to, you know, calm it down a little, get down to earth.
Well, needless to say, though, I feel that you need to start where you're at. That's the most important thing for people. Why stand there and force yourself to do something that you're not comfortable with? I believe, and I have experienced through my life working with people, they need to begin where they're comfortable at.
Well, that's where a lot of times taking in services of a consultant, a counselor, a hypnotherapist, some type of therapist that comes in person, and also getting on some type of good weight loss program, no matter what the modality they use.
Well, I personally feel in a situation like that, they do need the professional help of a hypnotherapist.
Yeah, or even at least a lot of, there's plenty of good self-help books and tapes.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Definitely. But I think the hypnotherapist is very important to begin to change the self-image so the person can step on to the next step.
Yeah, I think it works very fast. Okay, now going back to about, let's say, the conscious and the subconscious mind lining up. Let's say, for instance, a lot of people I know I've spoken with where they want to do manifestation of, say, financial gain, especially in this world the way it is, the economy and how expensive things are. And let's just say, for instance, they want to be rich, and they've never really manifested financially. I get them to think about what do you think of people who are rich? And a lot of people have this thing. Well, a lot of times they come down and they think they're a snob, they're greedy, etc., and all that. They've got to get rid of that. Sure, they have to realize there are what, rich people that are very, very nice. They've got to stop those type of attitudes. And just they need to change their thought pattern and think about to themselves of, well, what would you and I talk with them on just a consulting type of basis before going into any work? How would you be different? And then they'll say, I'd be generous, and if I became a multimillionaire, like if I hit a $50 million lotto, I'd become a philanthropist. Now, that's lining up, because you have to use it for yourself. How you would do it, don't be concerned about the other people, and you have, that's the way to eliminate that. I said, there's only so much time we have in the show. It's not a full training program or anything. We're just discussing it. I may be coming up with some CDs in the future, which could be training. It's things I'm working on. And one thing is, make sure you always formulate your affirmations positively, not negatively.
Oh, okay. Now, that's a very interesting point. Some people that lack self-confidence or self-esteem, they read about affirmations, and they may express it wrongly, possibly like if they feel that they're invisible, and that no one ever notices them, they could be saying, oh, affirmation, people don't ignore me anymore.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah. Go into that, Rick.
As I said, you have to do it positively, because you're doing, you're actually reprogramming yourself, just like you do with hypnosis, where we had negative programming from the past, maybe the child, and, you know, in school, parents scolding us, peers, you know, the whole world. Just have to do it positively. Like, instead of people don't ignore, people, like you mentioned, people don't ignore me anymore. And,
well, when people don't ignore you anymore, you're saying all the negatives there. But you would say, people are attracted to me.
Exactly.
People come to me. People like me. I like others. They like me in return. I always have something to say to uplift people.
Right.
And they have things to say to uplift me. I am a blessing.
Now, keep one thing in mind. One of the most powerful, positive words in the universe is the I am. And you always want to state it most times, I am. I say, I am a loving, caring person, and people are attracted to me. Something to that. So that's just off the cuff right now. Something of that matter.
Uh-huh. Well, you have to remember also, folks, that watch out for what you ask for. Watch out. Be careful what you pray for. You might get it.
Well, let's take a step backwards. First, in way of what you have to do is watch your wording. It's very, very important, especially
yeah.
in the English language. Like we said, people don't ignore me and everything. You have to watch out, like the word no. The unconscious mind does not pick up the word no. And watch, like, say, for instance, someone's going to be doing some studying. I know, let's say, or anything. I know what I'm supposed to, I know very well what my work is to be. You have to remember, the word know of knowledge, K-N-O-W, in the unconscious mind can equal the know, N-O. That's very important.
That's an incredible point.
And also keep in mind, don't ever use the word try.
Oh? Talk about that for a minute.
You're setting yourself up for doom because it's giving you plenty of room to fail. Now think about when your son was young, and even I try to tell parents this all the time about, you know, you're going to try to do better in school, you're going to try to behave. You don't put try. You switch it in. You're going to work at being better or anything else. And you being a mother,
you're just going to be better.
Right, yes.
You're going to be better or else.
And actually, this should be taught at the listeners out there, if they have any young children, teenagers, any age, family, friends, pass it on to them. You know, and there's many words with it, like don't use will. I will be successful. I will never comes. That's always in the future. It's the future.
Right.
You need to, in the present tense, make it happen like it's happening now. You're making a contract with yourself and the universe that it's happened already. And every day you get closer and closer to where you're trying to be. And especially, don't use the words like don't, won't, can't. These are all negatives. And actually try to take them out of your vocabulary, even, because you're setting yourself up for doom. And always watch your self-talk. I think we all know about our self-talk.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes. Self-talk is great. If it's positive, it's negative. Like there are some people that get those old records playing in their head, going back, as I say, records, because from the time they were a child, playing in their head of, you know, if they stub their toe, oh, I'm so clumsy, or I can't do anything right, or any type of thing like that.
Or
I guess you
can
think
spills a glass of milk.
Right.
You're so clumsy. You're so careless. You're so stupid.
Right.
And it's constant. And we have to be so careful what we say to
like
our children.
You do something, say, everyone does those stupid things here and there instead of saying, I'm so stupid. And that keeps back. And that just brings you down.
Oh.
Just keep it positive. And make sure you watch out what you ask for. You just may get it. Be sure that you are firm about what you want. So before you go to affirmations, you have to make sure this is exactly what you want, because actually you're making a contract with the universe.
Well, that reminds me on several points. Of course, I deal a lot with relationships, but people constantly want to bring soulmates, as I've mentioned in our past broadcasts, into their life. And in a way, this technique that I'm going to talk about for a few minutes is a form of affirmation. You're making an affirmation out into the universe with this. What you would do, of course, is you get that piece of paper, as I've mentioned before, and divide it in half, and on one side, you make a list of every quality that you want in this person, and be specific. Do not write the qualities you don't want.
Sounds like a lot of the workshops I used to do.
Right, me too. And you have to make that list. Let's say that you want a man who is a hard-working man and who will bring home the bacon, per se, but you want a man who will be able to socially take you to the places that you want to go. You better put that down there. Otherwise, you may get a wonderful, wonderful man who can work his tail off, bring home the bacon, but have no interest in social excursions, and who wants to hang around the house all the time. And here you are, at opposition continually, because you want to go out, you want to socialize, you want to broaden, and this individual wants to stay home, relax, and just spend time with you. And maybe that's not all that you need. So you have to be specific.
I'd say also, about being specific, about your value system. If a person, you know, financially, if one person likes to spend all the time, and they find someone that wants to hang up, they're not going to line up. Not that they can't line up, they can work on it if they're really good with each other. And that's what basically comes down to, is be specific and be positive. And they have to have, you know, the same belief system. If one person is, let's say, very deep into metaphysics and pure metaphysician, and they know someone which is such, belongs to such an orthodox religion, and they, that may not work out. As I think most metaphysicians, I think all metaphysicians realize that.
That might definitely not work out, but I can tell you, for the people who are spend these days, I'll tell you this, there's probably not too many of them out there that are able to do that, not with today's economy. They may want to, but they can't do that. And I'm one of those ladies that I love to spend.
I'm going to get to one point in a moment, and what I want to bring up is that you have to get it to the point, you have to state what you want.
Yes.
And here's one very important point, please. A lot of people will do this out of desperation and anger. They say one of the most dangerous words in this universe. I'm like, I would do anything if, out of anger. And I've got many stories of people that could do things like that. And I really, you know that story. If we have time at the end, I can give that story about where I set myself up so perfectly and I let it down. And a week later, I changed the whole scope and I messed it up.
Well, I need to finish here also. I forgot to add in the other half.
Okay.
On the list that you make.
Okay.
And you need to then make a list also about what you bring to the relationship, in the positive, of course. And you may be a wonderful, wonderful, compassionate, wonderful person who would make a good wife, a good mother, who loves to have a clean and beautiful home, who's a decorator, who's many things, who has the ability to entertain, who has the ability to know what's right at the right time, and also maybe a little bit of eye candy. It's okay, like Dr. Phil says, to brag on yourself once in a while. It's A-okay. And if you've got it, recognize it and thank God for it.
Very good. Also, one thing about being specific, keep in mind, no matter what, you want to follow the golden rule.
Oh, yes.
You're all familiar with that. What do you call it? Treat people the way you want to be treated. And everything works out fine with it. Always, what would I, when you want to respond to someone about it, you know, would I like that response? No, I wouldn't. So especially if you're looking for a soulmate, you know, treat your soulmate the way that you would want to be treated. And that's basically, you know, for here, but not this short time that we have, as I used to teach in my, How to Attract Your Soulmate seminars and workshops, state your intentions clearly and keep in mind, one of the most important things also, and this is for anything you do in life, any type of manifestation, all that is, the laws, there's a couple very powerful laws of the universe, and one of them I feel is so important is the law of attraction.
Mm.
And basically I state this as, where your attention goes, your energy flows. And that's self-explanatory. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. Because you're actually sending that out to the universe, hearing it, and it's echoing back there, and you're getting your response. And that's how, when people say you get back what you put out in life, and that really is true, especially nowadays. It's so much stronger than it was even a year ago, never mind 10 years ago, because as I said last week about the energies changing, is the earth is being bombarded negatively, and all these different gamma rays and all these other rays, and it's trying to heal itself, and it's really riding the wave. And then you have to watch the flip side of the coin of where your attention goes, your energy flows, and this is in the negative, which really is the same thing in reverse, as law of resistance. And what you resist, you'll attract. And simply stated, all that is law of what you resist, you attract. It's basically, what you're afraid will happen, you will cause it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even thinking, not even stating that, simply in your fear. If you have a fear, let's just name any type of fear.
Car accident.
Right, okay. If a person's always afraid, I hope I'm not going to get a car accident, I'm not going to get a blowout, I'm not going to do anything bad, chances are you're putting it into your aura. Chances are it can happen.
I'm sure it can. But what you fear, you bring to you.
That's those laws.
Invariably. What you fear, you bring to you. if you fear getting gray hair, guaranteed you're going to get gray hair worrying over getting gray hair. Exactly. Exactly.
And one thing to keep in mind about with affirmations is that to work on one affirmation at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do where I've had people come in for hypnosis sessions or what do you want to do, and they give me this big wish list. You know, you're reprogramming your mind with affirmations very lightly, like, oh, I want to quit smoking, I want to lose weight, I want to soul, I want to track my soul back, I want to make lots of money, I want to start a business, I want this. Let's go back and do a little talking. What is the most important thing for you? I do that sometimes.
They want a shotgun effect.
For a person. Yeah, we call it shotgunning. Sometimes, now in healing, sometimes you have to do a shotgun effect. You try different things, but you're still going for the ultimate goal of being healed. So just keep it to one affirmation at a time. As I said, be sure you ask with it, you know, and.
Well, I'd like to add into that the four corners of cornerstones of manifestation.
Oh, I love them.
People wonder why. And number four is going to be very, very important. And in all of my time in life, I have learned this with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients. And I came over this one day, and I found it, and I said, this is the secret. This is part of the secret of why people don't manifest. The four cornerstones are, first, you must have a desire. Okay, most everyone out there has a desire. You must have a desire. The second cornerstone is you must possess the will to make the desire happen. You must possess the will to make it happen. And that's very important. There are some people that have not built any form of will. They kind of stand and watch life go by and decide, oh, okay, whichever, I'll go with the flow. The third, the first is you must possess the desire. The second, you must possess the will. The third is you must be willing to take action on that. That reminds me of a story of someone who wanted to manifest winning the lottery.
That's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
You're really pushing your boundaries. It's not nothing's impossible.
They
though.
Did everything they could out there, prayer-wise, every which way possible, to win the lottery. It was really important. It was really something they wanted. Well, guess what? They did not win the lottery. And they went and they were talking to someone every single thing they did. And the person said, you sure have done a lot right, but did you ever buy a ticket?
That reminds me of an old joke.
Oh,
no. Which I'm not going to go on now.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we really don't have the time. Now, there's probably many jokes of that variation.
Okay.
You know? As even the person going to church, and they were a Catholic, and there was, it comes down, and then praying every day, walking out, and Jesus Christ is standing there himself and saying, did you buy a ticket?
Uh-huh.
I forgot the joke, but...
Well, you have to buy the ticket. Now, the fourth and most important cornerstone of manifestation is silence. And this is where, invariably, we mess up. Now, it's going to be very important that you remember this above all things, silence. How many times, if you look back over your life and the things that you've wanted...
Because of the saboteurs.
And you go out there and you talk about, I'm going to do this, I'm doing this, I'm going to do this, da-da-da-da-da-da. And some people may show you all their teeth and smile and tell you that's great. But inside, they are thinking, who are they to think they deserve that. I don't have that. Why should they?
Or to laugh at you, even worse.
Right.
Good, well-meaning, caring friends.
They don't feel you have to show anybody about that
is if you have a good, true soulmate, or at least a good, true confidant, and they're lined up with you in your belief systems, and they'll work together with you, then that's acceptable.
Right. That's the only time that you share your plans. Because if you do, and I'd like you all to think back on every single time you've wanted something and put so much effort forth to get it and it hasn't come, I would say 99.99999 ad infinitum percent chance is you talked about it to a lot of different people. Talking about what you are creating will be guaranteed to mess it up. It'll be null and void, guaranteed.
How about even people that are looking to lose weight? They'll say, oh, come on. Come on, get some of these things. Oh, come on, it's a celebration.
Or people will laugh at them behind their back and
right.
say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
Or another one.
There are people. There's a lot of crude people out there.
Right. But, Rick, what I'd like you to do now is talk about some other techniques that the listeners could use.
That sounds great. Well, first of all, one of the best techniques to work with affirmations is hypnosis. Okay, I am prejudiced towards that, because that's what I do. But because in hypnosis, you're using a lot of affirmations naturally, because that's a big part of it, not the only part of it. That's one technique with it. And using them very strongly, like one that I always loved was, My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. Now, I've done that. I've had times where I started coming down maybe with a cold, something like that.
Oh.
I'll sit there in a recliner, and I'll just say, relax myself down, go into like hypnosis or meditation. A lot of people are very familiar with that, and just say silently in my head, why don't you can close your eyes, Andra, and do this. So if people at home listening, you can close your eyes. And if you're driving, you could do this, but don't close your eyes if you happen to be on an iPod or whatever, or down the line if someone burned a copy onto a CD and listened to it. Let's say I would just close your eyes and think, my body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. My body, now with hypnosis training with it, what I do in a workshop or things like that is, as many different, not just this line, but many other lines, is I'll start off slowly. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. You reprogram yourself, and then I would go in, that's right. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. And you keep going on, and then you could say, answer to yourself, that's right. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. But a lot of times you would need, in the beginning, a tape or someone working with you, you know, as being a guide and all that. And it's basically the type of thing. And also with hypnosis, besides that, if you're working with affirmations, you could also visualize with it. I work energy work and a whole array of different techniques. And, you know, hypnosis works so good. You know, it's, as I told you, sometimes in metaphysical type hypnosis, you could 500 times more powerful than doing with your conscious mind. And you can go to bed at night. I would go to bed at night then even. My body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. And that's been used by many different people. That's been used by firewalkers and everything else. And I've used that for self-empowerment of healing. And as you heard the way I did, you get strong with it. You don't want to be, my body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. You can't be wishy-washy. You have to give anything you do with affirmations, eventually you have to give it life. You have to emotionally charge it. And also, before you, because as I said, you're sending it out to the universe.
Right.
And it's echoing out there and coming back to you in the answer. And sometimes a lot of people forget nowadays who are into affirmations why it doesn't work because they don't state the desire. Like in your mind, you could do it like whatever desire you have, you just say, I desire, blah, 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 whatever.
Well, that's
like,
the first
I desire good health, or I desire good health. And you can visualize and imagine yourself when you were the strongest in your prime, and then visualizing, keep saying, I desire, and then you do that. Then you can work into, that's you're going to the universe and saying that, and then it's echoing back, and you're getting the answer. When you feel you have that answer, and then you do, I am. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I am, whatever you're going to do, but always use those words. And, well, one, and there's many different techniques, and one that they're very simple, and I can have a lot of people do, and I really like this, is just take a little piece of paper, maybe size of a business card or whatever, that type of thing, any type of piece of paper, but make it nice and make it uniform, the same. You could even cut it into a shape, do 10 pieces at once, into like a little cloud or something like that.
Or a heart shape.
A heart, whatever you feel, whatever you're guided to do. And
or diamond shape.
And handwrite your affirmations on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And place them all over the place where you're going to see them.
You mean you can't put them on the computer and type it out
on
the
computer? No, your handwriting has a lot of energy.
Uh-huh.
I always tell people, do it that way. Take that piece of paper, maybe place you have it a lot, but maybe put it on the refrigerator. Put one on if you've got your place, if you drink coffee or tea. Put it on your coffee bar or tea bar. Put it where an important place is on the mirror. Like when you do your morning ritual of getting yourself together in the morning before you start your day. The places where you'll see it. You could even take it and you're working, if you take it on the way to work, put one up, pin it up on the visor with some place
mm-hmm.
that you'll see it. Don't be staring at it now with it. It's going to catch it. Every time you see that, it's going to catch it. And even take a business card, the back of a business card that size, keep it in your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's it. But remember, positive state, do it positively.
Well, I've taken those post-it notes, and I've put it there, and I put it right on the dashboard from, like, where my right to the right of where I'm looking out the window
yeah.
to watch where I'm going.
Like, you work in an office, wherever you work, and in your workstation, stick it up over there.
Make it simple so that
right.
you can remember
it. Always want to keep it simple. Like I said, like, as I said, you know, my body does whatever it takes to heal and protect itself. I mean, that's for a person who is ill. They would do something like that, but people have the good health, whatever they desire.
There's some poor brave soul that's
yeah.
planning on doing a firewalk.
The main thing is handwriting. But I'll tell you one of my favorite and oldest simple techniques, is to create affirmations such as, let's say, I'm going to give an example. Let's say, you know, talking about people who have low self-esteem or something. Take something, off the cuff. Okay, let's see. I'm a self-assured, confident person. You're using I am, and everything in there is positive. Now you take that, and people at home, please remember, this is a very good one. Integrate it with that other one. Use that same affirmation like I had before. Sit down and write it down. What I call sometimes is the magical half hour. I think I might have mentioned before, with that half hour before you're going to sleep. Write down, let's just say, I am a self-assured, confident person, whatever you'd like. Write that down in your handwriting. Write it down 10 times on a piece of paper. Now, don't shortcut it by doing I 10 times. You want to do it there in the sentence.
Complete sentence.
Yes. Use it in a nice handwriting, your handwriting, and then sign it.
Yeah.
At the end, your signature is very good. The way you use it, if you go by, you don't have to use your proper name. Whatever you go by, if you're using a nickname or whatever, do it that way. Now, you have the magical half hour you're doing that in, and I would take it and sit down and meditate go into a meditative feeling. Altered state of consciousness, or if you're into self-hypnosis, go ahead and do it. Set a candle over there. Maybe make it dark and a candle that you can read.
Mm-hmm.
So you can catch it out of the corner of your eye. And if you'd like, you can have some very relaxing music low in the background, and then repeat it 10 times all the way down. So you're talking, you're repeating it 100 times, and make sure you state your name with it. You could do it silently in your head. Now, you do this for 21 days, because it takes usually the old times of 21 days to change a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it and slip it in underneath your pillow and sleep on it. And after 21 days, you burn it. You can't hang on to it. You're sending it out and then burn it. I'm not talking a big bonfire. We're talking a sheet of loose leaf. And you take it outside into some type of container and burn it. You have a fireplace, do it in there, whatever. And to go even further than that, you can tape record it. So you'll hear it 100 times a night. And don't, you could do this, I would read it before you go to sleep, and then put it on a simple appliance timer and set it for 2 hours after, because it's a known fact. That's when you're going into Delta, very, very programmable time, the Delta state of mind.
Oh.
And you'll hear, so 2 hours later, you hear this 100 times, nice and clear, and you're helping it.
You don't have to play it real loud, though. But
no, you can also, well,
softly.
If it's just, maybe, if you have a partner, they want to hear the same thing, fine. Well, you're going to go out inexpensively and buy a pillow speaker, and they're fully adjustable. They're $5, $10 item. So if you're into affirmations, it's a very nice thing to do with it. And, Arthur, you know, I really like you to speak about this whole thing about with life mapping or treasure mapping, which you've used for years, taught people, and I did, and I think that would be a very nice time for that technique for you to talk about.
Oh, I would like to do that. But before I do that, I'd like to mention something else. We were talking about this a couple of days ago, the different ways that people can sometimes work, like in a journal, or with making a notebook of the things that they want.
Oh, so you're talking about the other technique that I also like.
Right.
Well, going back about, well, why don't you explain about the life mapping, and then I'll add in another technique which I've told people. It's a matter of opinion what you like better.
Yeah.
Then I'll talk about the same type of thing being done in a notebook.
Right. Okay, well, anyway, I just explained this the other day at a party, 4th of July celebration, and it's called life mapping or treasure mapping. Now, when I call it life mapping, it has to do with your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams. When it's treasure mapping, it's when you're desiring something on the mundane, a new car, a new home, to redecorate, a trip, whatever. Let's say that you want to go to Egypt and see the pyramids, or you want to go to Greece, different places. That is more like treasure mapping. Life mapping is when you want a soulmate, you want to develop confidence, all of these different things. What you would do, now there's a couple of ways to do it. One that I most often recommend is to take a poster board, and depending on what you want to accomplish, you would choose the color of your poster board, because you know, the energies of color are extremely important.
Like color therapy.
Yeah. So let's say for money, you may want to get a yellow one and spray paint it gold if you can't find a gold one. Okay.
Can you use green?
Yes, you can use green, but I have found that gold in itself is a little bit better for money. Green works for health a lot, I think. Green is excellent for manifesting health, but even though it's the color of money, I still have found in my personal experience gold to be the best. But what you will do is you will take and you will go through many, many magazines, and you will make a list of, first, before the magazines, I ran ahead of myself there, you make a list of what it is in life that you want to accomplish. And let's say that you would like to accomplish more money, or a new car, or a new home, or a certain specific cosmetic surgery, even. I've known people to do that. depending on what they want, they cut out pictures. I have a friend who cuts out pictures from travel magazines of everywhere that she wants to go. And she makes two or three trips a year to different places in the world. But before she does this, she puts it on her treasure map, and it invariably comes to her. And the funny story was on that, she wanted to get her lips enhanced. And she was thinking about surgery of getting her lips enhanced. So, anyway, she cut out a pair of gorgeous, voluptuous lips, probably from Angelina Jolie or something, these beautiful, voluptuous lips, and put them on her book. Not 1 week later, I had found a product advertised in a magazine that was supposed to enhance lips. And it did. Not to the extent of surgery, but it was a lot less expensive.
Well, a lot of times people get injections for that
nowadays,
right, also.
But it was still less expensive. So here she was laughing. She said, I can't believe it. It's already happened. Here's an answer. But anyway, if you will do this, put all your pictures, like in a decoupage, around, with the most important being in the center, and everything else satelliting around it, you will take this, and you will not show it to anyone.
Or a picture of yourself, even, in the center.
Right, you can put a picture of yourself in the center.
And if you have a family, you want the family for the home, you put your family there.
Sure. All of these things. This can go into the center of the picture. And the closest thing to you is the thing that you want the most. Now, you will take this, and when you wake up in the morning, after you do your usual, when you wake up, you will pour that cup of coffee or whatever, but you do this because you're not showing this to anyone, except if you're fortunate enough to have the confidant. But otherwise, no one sees this. It's very important. No one sees this. You take and you focus on it from 15 minutes to a half an hour. And then you put it away. During the day, while you are at work, and if your mind wanders to the thing on your list, you say, thank you, God, for meeting all of my needs according to your riches and glory. And you just say this over and over. Then at night, before you go to bed, the last thing you do is pull your poster out and you focus in on your poster again, focusing and seeing yourself doing things or having the things that you want. I have found this in my own life to be extremely successful.
I'd like to add one thing.
Yes.
Also, like, we should mention that we do every morning when we wake up silently on in our head, and at night, before we go to sleep, I always give thanks.
That attitude of gratitude.
Thank you, whatever your belief system is, and for everything that I have and everything else. Always give thanks, and anytime you get it, I always say this to me, myself, thank you guys, when I manifest something small, and I can always give thanks to that.
Well, I will tell you, the attitude of gratitude will get you more in the universe than anything else. I'm very serious.
Now, what about the thing we were talking about the other day, adding that as long as you have a confidant and you're able to do this about putting it on the mirror?
Yes. Okay, this is very important. If you are at the point that you have someone that shares with you what you want,
or if you're alone,
or even if you are alone, what you can do is you can take a special mirror, a very special mirror used only for this. And what you do, it can be a full-length mirror, or it can be a smaller size mirror. But it is only used for this purpose and none other. And you take those pictures, and you put those pictures around that mirror. And you yourself will do your meditation sitting in front of there, seeing exactly yourself in this situation. Do you like that?
I love that. Now, now's the time, now that you explained your technique about that, where there's a notebook.
Oh,
manifestation notebook. where I've had to use when I was on the road. A lot of people who are on the road or they want to keep it in more of a secrecy, just take a simple notebook, do the same things you would do at each page, starting with the closest to you, to short-term goal, then to the long-term goal.
Uh-huh.
And then put there, and maybe put your picture on each one, and do the same way. This way you start your morning, or before you go to sleep, both times is better. Just open it up and just daze into it, daydream, and imagine yourself if you see that house. Now, another thing is, say, for instance, if it's a home, actually go out to to a home, a model home, or go see it. Actually take a picture of the home, and it's better if you get someone to take a picture of you in that home because you're creating that image into the universe. So that's very important, and just a notebook. This way you can keep it in a briefcase, take it with work, any break time you get a chance, and just look at it anytime. So that's another tip, which works equally as well, whatever the person's lifestyle.
Well, I will tell you this. The more work, the more energy that you put into the creation of this, the better off you are. Go ahead.
I'd like to mention about a client of mine that I had one time. And this was a woman, and she did this, but she forgot to put her own picture in there. I told her, you say it in even better words.
No, that's your story. You go ahead.
Okay, basically, because we only have a few minutes left, she did all this, and she left it there. She had a roommate, another woman, and...
No, it wasn't, actually. Her roommate happened to be a very, very good friend of hers, a gay gentleman that was a good friend of hers. And she went off flying. She was several days flying, going all over the world. She's a stewardess. And she left her whole thing there, the candle burning, everything. Well, who got the manifestation of the new love in their life, but the guy that was there all the time? It didn't happen to her, but he picked up on it and got it himself. It was so funny. But I do want to say also, the more work you put into it, the better. If you are an artist and you have the time, if you will sit and draw the pictures of what you want and put that into it, fantastic.
Or big into graphics on the computer. Do it that way. You're putting
that
your
one,
energy
yeah,
into it.
You
you're
can
really
use the computer on
that.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, unfortunately, our time is pushing up.
Remember one thing. Where your attention goes, your energy
flows. You bet your sweet life.
And so that's that with it. And I think you're
I'd like to finish up tonight and state that you're the master of your destiny. That's what they say, and that's a fact.
Well, you're the captain of your soul.
Oh, yeah. And you may make of your life anything that you choose. You choose your next thought, your next words, your next actions. And your next thought can continue to build the destiny as it is presently unfolding, or it can begin building a new destiny. One that you desire, you choose. Let those thoughts, words, and actions work for you, not against you. Please, life can be a magnificent adventure. Shakespeare said it very well. He said, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I wish to thank you all for tuning in with us. Rick, what do you need to say?
I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and please keep in mind that please re-email us, and also with it, tell you if you'd like us, we'll be glad, if time permitting, to contact some people by phone and everything, but make sure you put down the best times to call, and what time zone you're in.
1 hour with
Anzra. Give us a window, not exactly 7:45.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
1 hour with Anzra, spelled O-N-E, hour, H-O-U-R, with Anzra, A-N-Z-A-R-A, at gmail.com. And I invite you to join us again next week, and remember next week to tune in early and hear Dr. Carly's broadcast, What's Ailing America? She's on an hour earlier at 8:30 Eastern Standard. And please, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the next wonderful broadcast of the Cyber Shaman. I know he's going to give you a fascinating show. And I'd like to close with a quote from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Life is real, life is earnest, and the game and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless each and every one of you. Tune in with us next week, and we'll have another great surprise next week for you. Anyway, good night, and God bless you. Stay tuned for the Cyber Shaman. Bye now.